Stoner sessions, oh god, took a dab, vaped after, already forgot what episode of this season this is.
It's 420 on May 5th, if that makes a difference.
Cinco de Mayo.
And we're in traffic.
Big traffic. Talking about how the vaporization of cannabis oils and terpenes from dabs and vaping.
So we gotta break this down for them.
Yeah. Yo, and I'm gonna let you do that because you're the one that actually knows.
Oh, we can break it. You can help me.
There we go.
That's probably... So there's two types of vaporization, right? Alex?
Yes, sir.
And those are?
What is it? The instant with the dabs?
Yeah, but more scientific term. It's like you drop something on a hot surface rather than the air blowing around it.
Is one like convection? Like an oven?
Yeah, convection. So convection's basically what the volcano produces. Convection vapor. And then a quartz nail will produce either conduction vapor. Right?
Ah, okay.
So those are the two types of vaporization. So I was thinking, because we just did this, we just took a dab and hit a bag, that you might get a full spectrum out of the out of whatever you're smoking. That's the strain. You'll get the full effect from the strain you're smoking if you have the hash of the same bud that you're vaping. And then you would obviously have to take tests from the single vapor of just the volcano, single vapor from just the dabs.
Talking about hash in each of them though, right?
So no. Flower of the same strain.
Flower of the same strain.
Hash of the same strain. Right? Okay. That's how I look at it. And you want to see if you get a better all-around effect, like what that strain's trying to do.
Like bubble hash or like rosin?
It's like, it'll show like the full expression of the strain. You know what I mean? Because it's giving you all, maybe you get a wider spectrum of terpenes, you know what I mean? And cannabinoids, because of the two types of inhalation methods.
Were you talking about rosin or like just like hash?
Yeah, dry cure, hash rosin.
Okay, hash rosin.
I guess you could do live too. Try that out. See what's up. But if you're doing dry cure flower, might as well do dry cure hash, right? Dry cure rosin anyways.
Definitely makes sense. I was thinking if you did the hash from both in the two different ways,
then you can just see and compare them against each other. Yep.
And then see if one has terps that the other's missing, or if the other one has terps the other one's missing, and that if you smoke them together, like you were saying, it would be a full spectrum of everything that plant
that would just had to that offer. Would be like a test of the expression of just the hash, right? I'm talking a test of the expression
of the whole
of the strain.
Okay. Well, that's something to think about for today.
Yeah, I mean, you guys can take it to the next level and have, you know, every method you could think of and do, like, one hit of each. But, you know, that then you're going to double up on burning it.
And how do you even...
carcinogens and stuff. So.
How do you even check that?
And, like, is it really...
Especially when you're doing edibles at the same time. Like, you know what I mean? That would be, like, you'd have to do tinctures and regular edibles...
Everything. The same strain.
All of the same strain off...
As fast as you can and see what the strain does.
And if you could, all off of the same plant with the same, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so one giant outdoor plant, turn it into all different types of fucking extracts.
Off of... Yeah. Take, like, each, like, tear off the bud and just... Alright, this one's gonna be this. This one's gonna be this.
I mean, I'm sure somebody's done something like that. You know, maybe hit a... So, like, what do you differentiate? You still differentiate a bowl versus a bong because of the water factor? And what about a bubbler? Is that different than a bong? Like, you know what I mean?
Well, honestly, just what we knew from high school and the science that was done on it back then, the amount of THC that you're actually going to inhale and be processed by your body, it actually changes by what you're smoking out of. Like, yep. A blunt is less than a joint.
Of course.
Which is less than a bowl, which is less than a bong, which is less than a vaporizer. And, like, how much your body actually metabolizes of it.
Yep. Efficiency-wise, efficiency chart you're looking at or something, right?
Yeah.
But, like, you know how I said it's, like, conduction vaporization versus convection? It's, like, actually different.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know how you're just burning?
Yeah, that's all just combustion.
It's all just combustion, right. So it does and combustion it's like encompass
everything? Combustion
everything?
Going through, like, different material, basically.
Yeah, but, like, is it a different method of consumption, though? It's not really going to change the profile of what you're getting from the piece, right? It's just going to change the amounts.
Yeah.
Because it's true. Still combustion.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. I understand what you're saying, though.
Uh-oh. What the fuck you beeping at me for? Scaring me like that. Motherfucker. Yeah, we're in the thick of it right now. The most dangerous part, 95 North on the Eastern Seaboard, Northeast Corridor.
I was no trying cap, to play though. A game with them, try to figure out where I'm at.
Yeah, we're last at the time. Most dangerous section of I-95 North in the Northeast Corridor. So you figure that out.
Last time I was in Wisconsin. No, I was in Illinois, actually. I was on the way to the dispensary in Illinois last time I played that game.
If you know the name of the curve, throw it in the comments. If there is comments. I don't even know if there's comments. Should we take the sneaky Point Street route or just go straight?
I usually go straight.
Yeah, because sometimes you can hop over all the bullshit. How's it looking over there? Any red light? Not the time to do it.
I love the traffic out here.
Yep. So yeah, there's conduction vape, convection vape, combustion. What else?
What would you call digestion?
Sublingually, right?
Digestion.
Is sublingual, is that like in the mouth? Like you just put it under your tongue? Right? Sublingual?
I guess so, yeah.
I think. I don't know.
Ingestion.
Ingestion, is that...
I guess it's all ingesting it in different ways. Never mind.
Yeah, so
I guess digestion would be the...
I wonder what we would call it, though. Because...
For eating it?
Because you think, where does it get absorbed from? Your fucking...
Your stomach?
Stomach? Is that where it gets absorbed? The highness, though?
Yeah, when you're...
Liver. Right? Doesn't that produce the drugs and make you fucked up? Like, where does alcohol... How does
alcohol goes to the liver. I think weed goes more through the kidneys. Pretty sure.
Kidneys.
I'm pretty sure. I mean, I could be wrong. I haven't been to an anatomy class since 2011.
So, absorption, like, what we would call that. I guess absorption could
I guess it's all, whether it's going from your, it's all going to your blood. Whether it's going through your lungs or stomach.
So call it blood?
I would say digestion, because it's digestion. Going through your digestive process.
You should have fucking Google helping us out right now.
When I stop recording podcasts on the road, maybe that'll happen.
Yeah.
Oh,
and then there's God. No other way to intake weed, right?
I would say there's eating and drinking, I would say, is a little different, right? Drinking it, it's
like,
gonna.
Doesn't it absorb in the same place?
I feel like the liquids are. I don't know. I'm not sure. Can't stand drivers out here.
Why?
Crazy. They forced me to become an aggressive driver.
Yes, they did.
It's the only way to be safe out here.
Look at all these fucking assholes moving over left. left, dude. This is the worst. This is why there's traffic.
Do you think the traffic affects your high?
Me, no. Well, it affects it, but not negatively. It's just a different environment. I don't mind traffic when I'm high. I do really well in traffic. No problem for me.
Say my first time's like, No, actually, you were with me when the first time I, like, smoked and drove. And, like, feeling like... Because right after you finish smoking, that's the highest you're going to be. Fucking going out after... being on the road after that. It was interesting the first few times.
Oh, because you haven't driven? What'd you say I wasn't listening? I was zoned out.
I was saying, you were with me the first time I was smoking while driving.
I remember that, I think. Yeah,
and, like,
you said you never did that.
Yeah, and then, I mean, I do it no problem now, but first few times, you know, I feel like it's just, anxiety of, never having done it before. Then you realize it's just any other day driving. Get for nice.
I think I know where I'm going.
Okay.